I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do, those sort of things.
Okay. Hi, I'm Olivia Walser, and I started the online petition to save Goldsworth Valley Woods. This was in an effort with many other students. I'm a biology student at Western Michigan currently. I will be graduating next year, and I do research in labs as well.
So are you a junior?
I am technically a senior credit-wise, but just how it's going to work out, I'm going to be graduating next semester, or next spring.
Okay. Take us back and explain what led you to launch the online petition regarding Goldsworth Valley and the proposed dining facility there.
I think what led me to start the petition is the fact that me and many other students, there was Scott Warner would be a name, Jessica Barbeline, a few other students. I'm not sure if I should list them all, but my name's on the petition right now, you know, online, but it was an effort from all students. What led us to start it? We heard the news about the removal of many trees, hundreds of trees, to put the new dining facility over in the Goldsworth Valley Pond area. And the idea, as far as I understand, was to have it overlooking the pond. It's supposed to be very nice, but again, to remove hundreds of trees. So we were arguing to perhaps move it, to survey campus community opinion, and that was our plea to the administration regarding the dining facility. So what we saw was a contradiction of the university's commitment to sustainability. That's the big thing. Kind of an articulation of their commitment to sustainability is the fact that Western Michigan University is a Tree Campus USA, and this is a designation given by the Arbor Day Foundation to campuses that care for and take care of their trees on campus.
And just so we understand here, the number of trees was one thing, but also the type of trees
right.
that would have been taken down was also a big consideration.
That's correct? Exactly right. Yeah, so the type of trees that are mostly over there are oak and hickory, among others, but the presence of many of those makes an oak hickory forest, which is an important historical type of forest as far as Southwest Michigan is concerned, kind of pre-settlement type of forest. It's kind of dwindling in its presence in especially areas that are being developed. So it's valuable in that it's the type of trees that are there. Also, what lives there, it's granted it's a fragmented ecosystem all throughout campus, but many types of wildlife use all these little patches of woods. So deer use it, birds, of course, small mammals as well. And there are many beautiful spring flowers that bloom on the forest floor over there as well.
This morning, Western Michigan University President John Dunn sent an email out to the campus community saying that he's decided to put a hold on the project and allow the university to investigate alternative options for this proposed dining facility. What was your reaction when you heard that President Dunn had made that decision?
Well, my reaction was that, of course, I was very happy. And also, I kind of was recognizing the fact that it was a hard decision to make. But this decision was based on the fact that the community was holding the university accountable for their commitment to sustainability, and recognition and a public recognition of that was very great to see. So I'm pleased on many levels here.
Many people take up a cause. They perhaps collect petition signatures, maybe do any number of things. And at the end of the day, they don't get to experience which you have today, which is that you get to see for the moment the result that you wanted. Do you feel that in some way that what you did, launching the online petition, has had an effect on the process?
Well, I think that it definitely has had an effect on the process, given Dr. Dunn's statement about the halting of the project. And to me, that means that, of course, they won't build it there. His language included too many trees will be affected. So that definitely leads me to believe that it's not going to be built on that site anymore. Definitely feeling very happy about the fact that we had such success with our petition as well. And I say we because that includes many people, many other students, community members, professors, especially Dr. Barkman. So that's, yeah, it's great. Yay, I guess.
Over the weekend, it was said there was about 850 signatures within just the first couple of days it was on. Last time I looked, I think you'd gone over 1,200 mm-hmm. As of this morning, shortly before President Dunn's email. Did that surprise you at all?
It did a little bit. The original unchanged.org, you set your goal. Originally, it was set at 500. Once we started to get towards 300 or so, I moved it up to 750. And then rapidly, it approached that. So then I continued to move it forward. So there was never really necessarily a goal. It was for the word to get out about what's happening and the fact that the campus community should be holding the university responsible for, you know, committing sustainability and reconsidering the dining facilities placement.
What do you hope this means going forward?
I hope that this means that the university will continue to respond and consider community opinion in some of their really big development plans, especially the ones that are slated to kind of contradict any of their claims. And so I would hope actually that during the planning process that is one of the first and foremost things considered. And I think what can be learned from everybody in this case is that, you know, it looks like the community's opinion definitely is heard and it can be heard, and that whatever happened during this process for the planning of this project, that those problems can be avoided. Because surely a lot of people did work on that project to push it as far as it did go. And I think that maybe if something different had happened, maybe it would have gone out, been planned differently, and maybe this wouldn't be happening. You know, it wouldn't have been this far in the plans and then have it canceled so quickly or close to when development is planned to be started.
So you are planning to graduate next year. Do you know what you'd like to do after that?
I want to go into microbiology research, actually. I'm working in Dr. Sylvia Rusbach's lab right now. And it's been a great experience. This is another thing. Western's been given me a lot of great opportunities to do research, to see how a university works in their commitment to sustainability. So anyways, to answer your question, I want to go into microbiology, and I'll be applying to graduate school after next year, but likely to go right after I graduate.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
So given the announcement happening before the Arbor Day Foundation celebration on Thursday at 10:30, if anybody wants to show up and see the planting of a tree down by Goldsworth Valley Pond and kind of see the glee from the campus community that cares about trees, it's right over there near those woods, and it will be kind of a little bit of a, I would say, victory lap, but it's definitely not going to be bittersweet like it might have been if the plans were still in effect.
Olivia, thank you for your time.
Thank you.